The Committee on Appropriations will now come to order. Good morning, everyone. In response to the COVID-19 emergency and to protect the public, legislators, and employees, we must limit non-essential gatherings and adhere to social distancing and face covering guidelines. In compliance with those orders, the Senate has made necessary adjustments to the normal practices in order to ensure that the public continues to have access to the legislative process. We're holding our committee hearings in the Capitol with some of our committee members participating remotely. Our members attending remotely today are Senator Bates and Senator Bradford. We're also live streaming the hearing today so members of the public, members and staff may follow along from a distance. Senators Bates and Bradford, as a reminder, please mute your phones or your computers. This will greatly aid the elimination of any acoustic feedback. I ask that every time you wish to be recognized that you use the raise your hand feature in your program bar. Each time you are recognized to speak, a pop-up window will appear asking if you would like to unmute. Please select unmute before you begin speaking. Our IT personnel will put you back on mute when you are done. Once recognized to speak, please make sure you can be seen on the screen and state your name. You will then be ready to address the committee. As a reminder to everyone out there, today's hearing consists only of items that are on the suspense file. All these measures have already had a hearing by this committee with the opportunity for public testimony. That's very important. A lot of folks forget that aspect of things. All of these measures have had their hearing and had public testimony, or the opportunity for public testimony. As noted in the Daily File, the suspense file hearing is a vote-only hearing with no testimony. I would like to thank committee members, staff, my staff, the Appropriations Committee, and Appropriations Committee staff for all of their assistance and work on these important measures. Before we begin, I'd like to make a couple brief announcements about how we will proceed so that members of the public, members and staff can follow along. We will be moving quickly through the agenda, alphabetically in the author's name. Pay close attention as we will only be addressing measures that will be up for a vote this morning. If you don't hear me take up a particular measure, that bill is held under submission. I will announce the author, the measure number, and provide a brief description of any amendments to the measure before we take the vote. Following the hearing, we will be posting the hearing results and the actions taken on each measure on the Senate Appropriations Committee website at www.sapr.senate.ca.gov. Again, website is www.sapr.senate.ca.gov. In addition, for any bills that are being amended today, we will be hosting an addendum analysis which includes a summary of the amendments and the revised fiscal impacts of the amended bill. Now let's establish a quorum. Mr. Secretary, please call the roll.
Senator Portantino.
I'm here.
Portantino here. Senator Bates.
Here.
Senator Bradford.
Bates. Bradford present.
Bates here, Bradford present, participating remotely. Senator Jones.
I'm here.
Jones here, Senator Kamlager.
Here.
Kamlager here, Senator Laird.
Here.
Laird here, Senator Wieckowski.
Here.
Wieckowski here. We have five members present in the room.
We have five members here, so we have a quorum. We will be going to the first item, Senator Allen. We have SB 579. It's on school finance. The motion, when made, will be to amend the bill per author to provide a hold harmless protection for charter schools in the current fiscal year. It's SB 579, Allen. Is there a motion?
So moved.
We have a motion by Mr. Wieckowski. Mr. Secretary, please call the roll.
Senate Bill 579, the motion is due pass as amended to the Senate floor. Senator Portantino?
Aye.
Portantino, aye. Bates?
Senator Bates for SB 579, aye.
Senator Bates, aye. Senator Bradford?
Bradford on SB 579, aye.
Bradford, aye. Senator Jones?
Aye.
Jones, aye. Senator Kamlager?
Aye.
Kamlager, aye. Senator Laird?
Aye.
Laird, aye. Senator Wieckowski?
Aye.
Wieckowski, aye. Bill has seven votes.
That bill is out with seven votes. Our next bill is Senator Allen, SB 620 on distilled spirits. There are author's amendments to modify the amount of distilled spirits permit holders can ship to residents, require out-of-state beer manufacturers to comply with the state beverage container recycling program, and clarify that distilled spirits can be delivered by common carriers, and there are committee amendments to amend the limit, the overall amount certain distillers can ship per year. Is there a motion?
I'll move it.
I have a motion by Mr. Wykowski. We have a comment by Ms. Kamlager.
Is it okay to ask a question?
Sure. The author's not here.
Okay. Well, I just had a question if this was, it said to modify the amount of distilled spirits, the amount is what? Limiting the overall amount distillers can ship.
Mark will give you that.
Can we have the comments addressed publicly so that, because I have the same question. Thank you.
All right.
So the question is for the committee amendments, what is the amount that is the limit? So for our committee amendments, the bill will be amended for large distilled spirits shipper permit holders that produce more than 150 gallons of distilled spirits per calendar year.
That 150 or 150,000?
150,000, sorry. So for those large distillers, the amount that they can ship per calendar year under a direct shipper permit is 150,000 gallons. So it's for those who produce more than 150,000 gallons, they can ship up to 150,000 gallons per year.
Right. So the committee put an extra haircut on the large distillers, above what the author had been proposing with the other amendments.
Okay,
hold on. Ms. Kamlager's first, then I'm sorry. To you, Mr. Jones.
But the large distilleries are still included.
They are with a haircut.
And is it silent on craft beer distilleries?
Yes. There are no amendments regarding
craft beer. No amendments relative to the beer.
No committee amendments.
Okay. No committee amendments.
And is the common carrier just a common carrier clause, or is it a common carrier with employees?
Common carrier.
That's
part of the committee, as part of the author's amendments.
That was
well. Okay, thank
Everybody
you.
Okay, Mr. Jones?
Back on the limits, the large producers, you're saying 150,000 gallons per year into the state, but is there a limit per customer or per household, or?
That's not addressed in the committee amendment. It's okay. Just a limit on the permit holder for.
There is a subscription requirement.
Yeah, they have to have a direct shipper permit, so it's under that permit.
Okay.
The limit is 150,000 gallons cumulative.
Thank you, and I know that, you know, in my district, I'm hearing from both sides of this issue, because I've got, you know, some of the major craft brewers are in my district, and some of the craft distillers are in my district, and then the retailers association is headquartered in my district. So I know that the retailers still have some concerns about the bill. I've been talking to both the co-authors, and so I think we're going to, on a different vehicle, help them, you know, do something for the retailers. So I'm going to support the bill today, and you know, hope for positive conversations going forward regarding the retailers with obviously the GO committee and the chair and the author of this bill. Thank you.
Right. Just to clarify, there is a necessity to have a subscription with the large distillers, and there is a limit. So those are part of the author's amendments. So I want to make sure you have that.
That's what I thought. Yeah.
Okay. Yes.
I could be confused, but the amendments in GO or the analysis in GO also said that this creates the craft distiller's license, which among other things authorizes the licensees to produce up to 150,000 gallons. So how is that different from the latest amendment?
This amendment is only dealing with the large distillers, those that produce over 150,000 gallons per year.
Yeah, we brought them down to meet with the other to meet that language, if I understand it correctly, for the large distillers.
Right, but this one seemed to be silent on the size of the distillers. So
this amendment is specific to the large distillers who produce over 150,000 gallons.
All right. We have a motion from Mr. Witkowski. Mr. Secretary, oh, Mr. Bradford has his hand up. I'm sorry, Mr. Bradford, and you used the hand thing too. Please go ahead.
Yes, I too have still concerns as to the initial intent of this bill. And it was my understanding it was for the small craft brewers. And now it seems like you're opening it up not only to the large folks, but also across the nation. So I'm getting pushed in both ways on this thing. And I'm just still not clear on who we're really trying to help, because it started out for the small guys, and it seems like it's a wild, wild west. Everybody's invited to play right now. So what is the real intent of this measure?
Well, again, we've had our policy discussion at policy committee.
I understand, and it wasn't addressed in the policy committee. It was stated it was going to be addressed when it got to appropriations, and I know we're just here to do with the fiscal aspects of it, but I'm still concerned about poly aspect, so I'm still confused as to.
And I appreciate your concern. And again, the committee has made given the large distillers a haircut trying to hit the sweet spot. So the committee did. So that's the one committee amendment. So I appreciate your concern, and thank you for raising it. And we have a motion, and we're going to take the vote. Mr. Secretary,
Senate
please call the vote.
Senate Bill 620, the motion is due pass as amended to the Senate floor. Senator Portantino.
Aye.
Portantino, aye. Bates?
Bates, SB 620, aye.
Bates, aye. Senator Bradford?
Bradford, SB 620, not voting.
Senator Jones?
Aye.
Jones, aye. Senator Kamlager?
Not voting.
Senator Laird?
Aye.
Senator Laird, aye. Senator Witkowski?
Aye.
Witkowski, aye. We have five votes.
That bill is out with five votes. We move on to Senator Caballero. She has SB 3, Local Control Accountability Plan. There are amendments to add a principal co-author. And with that, I'll take a motion.
Move the bill.
We have a motion by Senator Witkowski. Please call the roll.
Senate Bill 3, the motion is due pass as amended to the Senate floor. Senator Portantino.
Aye.
Portantino, aye. Senator Bates.
Bates, SB 3, aye.
Bates, aye. Senator Bradford.
Bradford, SB 3, aye.
Bradford, aye. Senator Jones.
Aye.
Jones, aye. Senator Kamlager?
Aye.
Kamlager, aye. Senator Laird?
Aye.
Laird, aye. Senator Witkowski?
Aye.
Witkowski, aye. Vote is 7-0.
That bill is out, 7-0. We'll move on to Senator Glazer, SB 21, on specialized license plate for mental health awareness. The motion, when made, will be to do pass to the Senate floor.
So moved.
I have a motion by Senator Witkowski. Please call the roll.
Senate Bill 21, the motion is due pass to the Senate floor. Senator Portantino?
Aye.
Portantino, aye. Senator Bates?
Bates, SB 21, aye.
Bates, aye. Senator Bradford?
Bradford, SB 21, aye.
Bradford, aye. Senator Jones?
Aye.
Jones, aye. Senator Kamlager?
Aye.
Kamlager, aye. Senator Laird?
Aye.
Laird, aye. Senator Witkowski?
Aye.
Witkowski, aye. Vote is 7-0.
That bill is out, 7-0. Moving on to Senator Hertzberg, SB 513 on homeless shelter grants for pets and veterinary services. The motion, when made, will be to do pass to the Senate floor.
So moved.
A motion by Senator Witkowski. Please call the roll.
Senate Bill 513, the motion is due pass to the Senate floor. Senator Portantino?
Aye.
Portantino, aye. Senator Bates?
SB 513, aye. Bates. Bates, SB 513, aye.
Thank you. Bates, aye. Senator Bradford?
Bradford, SB 513, aye.
Bradford, aye. Senator Jones?
Aye.
Jones, aye. Senator Kamlager?
Aye.
Kamlager, aye. Senator Laird?
Aye.
Laird, aye. Senator Witkowski?
Aye.
Witkowski, aye. Vote is 7-0.
That bill is out, 7-0. Moving on to Senator Min, SB 286. On Orange County Board of Education elections, the motion, when made, will be to do pass to the Senate floor.
So moved.
We have a motion by Senator Witkowski. Please call the roll.
Senate Bill 286, the motion is due pass to the Senate floor. Senator Portantino?
Aye.
Portantino, aye. Senator Bates?
Bates, SB 286, no.
Bates, no. Senator Bradford?
Bradford, SB 286, aye.
Bradford, aye. Senator Jones? Jones, no. Senator Kamlager?
Aye.
Kamlager, aye. Senator Laird?
Aye.
Laird, aye. Senator Witkowski?
Aye.
Mikowski, aye. Vote is 5-2.
That bill is out with five votes. Moving on to Senator Portantino, SB 45 on short-lived climate pollutants, local assistance. The motion, when made, will be due pass to the Senate floor.
So moved.
We have a motion. Mr. Secretary, please call the roll.
Senate Bill 45, the motion is due pass to the Senate floor. Senator Portantino?
Aye.
Portantino, aye. Senator Bates?
Bates, SB 45, aye.
Bates, aye. Senator Bradford?
Bradford, SB 45, aye.
Senator Bradford, aye. Senator Jones?
Aye.
Jones, aye. Senator Kamlager?
Aye.
Kamlager, aye. Senator Laird?
Aye.
Laird, aye. Senator Wieckowski?
Aye.
Wieckowski, aye. Bill 7-0.
That bill is out 7-0. Portantino, SB 230, Constituents of Emerging Concern Drinking Water Program. The motion will be with committee amendments to make the bill contingent upon an appropriation.
So moved.
I have a motion by Senator Wieckowski. Please call the roll.
Senator Portantino's SB 230, the motion is due pass as amended to the Senate floor. Senator Portantino?
Aye.
Portantino, aye. Senator Bates?
Bates, SB 230, aye.
Senator Bates, aye. Senator Bradford?
Bradford, SB 230, aye.
Senator Bradford, aye. Senator Jones?
Aye.
Jones, aye. Senator Kamlager?
Aye.
Kamlager, aye. Senator Laird?
Aye.
Laird, aye. Senator Wieckowski?
Aye.
Wieckowski, aye. That bill has seven votes.
That bill is out. It will go to SB 387, Portantino, School Employee Behavior Health Training. It is a due pass recommendation.
So moved.
I have a motion by Senator Wieckowski. Please call the roll.
Senate Bill 387, the motion is due pass to the Senate floor. Senator Portantino?
Aye.
Portantino, aye. Bates?
Bates, SB 387, aye.
Bates, aye. Senator Bradford?
Bradford, SB 387, aye.
Bradford, aye. Senator Jones?
Aye.
Jones, aye. Senator Kamlager?
Aye.
Kamlager, aye. Senator Laird?
Aye.
Laird, aye. Senator Wieckowski?
Aye.
Wieckowski, aye. Vote is 7-0.
That bill is out 7-0. Moving on to SB 485, Film Tax Credit Extension. It is a due pass recommendation.
So moved.
I have a motion by Senator Wieckowski. Please call the roll.
Senate Bill 485, the motion is that the measure be returned to the Senate floor for consideration. Senator Portantino?
Aye.
Aye. Senator Bates?
Bates, SB 485, aye.
Bates, aye. Senator Bradford?
Bradford, SB 485, aye.
Bradford, aye. Senator Jones?
Aye.
Jones, aye. Senator Kamlager?
Aye.
Kamlager, aye. Senator Laird?
Aye.
Laird, aye. Senator Wieckowski?
Aye.
Wieckowski, aye. Vote is 7-0.
Bill is out 7-0. Moving on to Senator Skinner, SB 301, Online Marketplace. It is a due pass recommendation.
So moved.
We have a motion by Senator Wieckowski. Please call the roll.
Senate Bill 301, motion is due pass to the Senate floor. Senator Portantino?
Aye.
Portantino, aye. Senator Bates?
Bates, SB 301, aye.
Bates, aye. Senator Bradford?
Bradford, SB 301, aye.
Bradford, aye. Senator Jones?
Aye.
Jones, aye. Senator Kamlager?
Aye.
Kamlager, aye. Senator Laird?
Aye.
Laird, aye. Senator Wieckowski?
Aye.
Wieckowski, aye. Vote is 7-0.
That bill is out 7-0. Skinner, SB 364 on child nutrition, free meals. There are amendments to make the program contingent upon an appropriation.
So moved.
We have a motion. Senator Wieckowski, please call the roll.
Senate Bill 364, the motion is due pass as amended to the Senate floor. Senator Portantino?
Aye.
Portantino, aye. Senator Bates?
Bates, SB 364, aye.
Bates, aye. Senator Bradford?
Bradford, SB 364, aye.
Bradford, aye. Senator Jones?
Aye.
Jones, aye. Senator Kamlager?
Aye.
Kamlager, aye. Senator Laird?
Aye.
Laird, aye. Senator Wieckowski?
Aye.
Wieckowski, aye. Vote is 7-0.
That bill is out 7-0. Moving on to SB 641, CalFresh College Student Act. The motion is with amendments to remove the data collection requirement and add specified reporting requirements.
So moved.
We have a motion by Senator Wieckowski. Please call the roll.
Senate Bill 641, the motion is due pass as amended to the Senate floor. Senator Portantino?
Aye.
Portantino, aye. Senator Bates?
Bates, SB 641, aye.
Bates, aye. Senator Bradford?
Bradford, SB 641, aye.
Bradford, aye. Senator Jones?
Aye.
Jones, aye. Senator Kamlager?
Aye.
Kamlager, aye. Senator Laird?
Aye.
Laird, aye. Senator Wykowski?
Aye.
Wykowski, aye. Vote is 7-0.
That bill is out, 7-0. Moving on to Senator Weiner, SB 260 on climate corporate accountability. The motion is due pass.
So move.
I have a motion by Senator Wykowski. Please call the roll.
SB 260, the motion is due pass to the Senate floor. Senator Portantino?
Aye.
Portantino, aye. Senator Bates?
Bates, SB 260, no.
Bates, no. Senator Bradford?
Bradford, SB 260, aye.
Bradford, aye. Senator Jones?
No.
Jones, no. Senator Kamlager?
Aye.
Kamlager, aye. Senator Laird?
Aye.
Laird, aye. Senator Wykowski?
Aye.
Wykowski, aye. Vote is 5-2.
That bill is out, 5-2. Moving on to SB 379 on local government permitting residential solar facilities. Motion is due pass.
So moved.
Motion by Mr. Wykowski. Please call the roll.
Senate Bill 379, the motion is due pass to the Senate floor. Senator Portantino?
Aye.
Portantino, aye. Senator Bates?
Bates, SB 379, not voting.
Senator Bradford?
SB 379, aye.
Bradford, aye. Senator Jones?
Not voting.
Senator Kamlager? Kamlager, aye. Senator Laird?
Aye.
Laird, aye. Senator Wykowski?
Aye.
Wykowski, aye. Vote is 5-0.
That bill is out, 5-0. We'll move on to SB 467, trial testimony, expert witnesses. There are author's amendments to make a clarifying change and to add a co-author.
So moved.
Please call the roll.
Senate Bill 467, the motion is due pass as amended to the Senate floor. Senator Portantino?
Aye.
Portantino, aye. Senator Bates?
Bates, SB 467, aye.
Bates, aye. Senator Bradford?
Bradford, SB 467, aye.
Bradford, aye. Senator Jones?
Aye.
Jones, aye. Senator Kamlager?
Aye.
Kamlager, aye. Senator Laird? Senator Laird, aye. Senator Wykowski?
Aye.
Wykowski, aye. Vote is 7-0.
That bill is out, 7-0. We have no bills on call. That concludes our business. And again, following the hearing, results and actions taken on each measure will be posted on the Senate Appropriations Committee website, which is, again, www.sapr.senate.ca.gov. And any amended analysis will also be available. Thank you for your participation this morning. That concludes our business. This hearing is adjourned.